Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Can't hear records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug zone. This a fucking boy forever hold a grudge zone. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub zone. Nigga, just because song.
What's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed
to. Bitch, I go to dreams with a suitcase. I got my whole country on a new way. She like, I heard all your niggas stay where you stay. I'm so big, I haven't seen them boys in 2 days. Bitch, I use a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. I saw my parents split up right after the wedding. That told my ass to stay committed, fuck the credit. Bitch, check the numbers, I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a doing me and only God can judge song. I do not know what the fuck you thought it was song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song. Nigga, just because song.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.
It's the Friday Night Cypher. Welcome to the weekend. Hey, it's 9:07 where I am here on the East Coast, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. I don't know what that was. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, again, welcome to the weekend. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Sheila Boston, inside the Cypher.
Okay. Good afternoon in the morning time on a Friday. Heat pad weekend. Yay.
That was like a delayed reaction kicking in. All the way from Itty-Bitty Bed City, hot chocolate, inside the site. So welcome to the show.
Hey, hey. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
What up? Hey, we got a Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware. What up?
Delaware.
Hey, man. Good evening, y'all. How y'all doing?
What up, Toya?
Happy Friday.
You doing great. Welcome to the weekend. What up, ladies? Hey, how was your week? Made it to the end. Nobody went to jail.
Amen.
Okay.
For sure.
Riding, it's been
riding off of the being upset about the, you know, midterm elections, but I digress again. As I have been doing daily.
I think a couple of people are upset about that. That's all. Like, it's in politics all week. So, yeah.
I got a robocall from Citizens Unite this week. It was the wildest phone call I ever received. It was a robocall that connected me to a major call that like went down at like 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Thousands of people across the country are pretty much weighing in on the election, the day after the election, talking about really what it means, what a Republican-controlled House and Senate really means, you know, possibly with a Republican president if we don't get up, get out, and vote. It hasn't been that way in some time, America,
right,
where everything was Republican.
It's like been, what, like almost 40-some years?
Listen, the implications and the outcomes could be catastrophic. Slavery could be back, and we not even know it. Listen, I'm serious. Pay attention.
It's not even a game.
Yeah, by any means. But I don't know. It seems a little hopeful if McConnell really does get the representative seat, you know, representing the House. Even though I didn't really care for his little warning he sent out subliminally to President Obama, but, you know, telling them not to, you know, do like he did before and go over their heads. And I like how the president responded, though.
If George Bush did it and signed a bunch of executive orders,
mm-hmm.
President Barack Obama most certainly can do the same as he pleases. Sign some executive orders. Don't threaten the brother. Don't threaten the brother.
Okay.
Hey,
and don't get it twisted because he will do it.
And he'll take you to the basketball court. Don't try him.
Yep.
Don't try him.
Yep.
The court. Hey, you're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, welcome to the weekend. Hanging out with the ladies.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. See you, Muhammad Radio Live.
Yeah.
What up, man?
Shouts out to all sides around the world, man. Where I'm from, man. It's two. Bank
I'm up every day. All the reasons to celebrate. Every day was a struggle. Make sure my family ate. They thought I was dead. I'm bad. Real coordinated. They can't stop me. I love the hate.
Celebrate.
Celebrate. 9:14 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, Tampa Bay. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, Toya, and the General. That was one of CeeLo's new favorites, I guess. Shorty Lowe would Celebrate off of his new mixtape. I told her I wasn't going to give it any enthusiasm, but I'm going to go ahead and hype it up just for her, since, you know, that's her thing. She's feeling that tonight here on this beautiful Friday night that we got going on here in November. Question to the team. Recently, Tiny T.I.'s beautiful wife, who I feel was beautiful before this change, even though, you know, other people would beg to differ. However, she has recently made a decision to have a surgical procedure done to change her eye color from green, I believe, light green to ice blue. Now, in my personal opinion, and I mean no disrespect by this, Tiny, please don't come for me. Don't send T.I. and the Hustle Gang goons for me, because I, you know.
Iggy gonna get you. What you talking about?
I don't like Iggy either. But anyway, that's another subject. Now, the eyes look huskyish, like the dog husky. That's why they look very. I mean, no, that's what they look like to me. And I mean no disrespect by that, but I don't. That's why I don't like them. They make her look very weird to me.
Hmm. Okay.
Have you all seen the photos of the change?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They do look very husky-like.
Don't they look Siberian husky-ish?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you could see a little dog in there somewhere.
Now,
I think that she is doing, because look, what is she like, mid-30s, almost 40s now, or roughly in that age? We also understand that that is also like a time where you kind of reevaluate your life, and maybe she wants to try the white side of her family now.
And my mother said the same thing.
I do it, I did it, my mid-30s, I started to explore that part of my life, and I haven't changed my eyes, but
yeah, if you want to get into that part of what we're talking about is she's biracial, so she would discover things about her African American side and things about her Caucasian side as well. Now, if we're talking about surgeries, she's explored, we'll say, the African-American phenom of the bigger booty, because she did booty augmentation. I do believe she did breast augmentation as well. And I think, now that we can cross back over to the Caucasian side of the surgery, she did a nose job already. And lips. Go back to the African-American side with the lips.
I I just never wanted to take it that far. Just going to white just got me a better interest rate, and that's about the best that I've seen out of any of the, hashtag white privilege. Outside of that, it's pretty much regular. I think I mess it up when I open my mouth, that just kind of throws all that out the window. and then that's when the questions start. So,
okay. So
I don't know what she's going
through. Would you do the eyes? Would you do your eyes to change them
to
a different color permanently? Well, now, that was her reasoning for doing it permanently, because she wore contacts and she found that they were irritated. Her eyes were irritated a lot. So, and then thinking about the safety part of the surgery, the materials that they perform the surgery with are materials that they've been using for years for cataract replacement surgery. So it's not something that's, kind of fly by night that they hadn't tested or that wasn't FDA approved or anything like that. So now my concern is that she had it done in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's only a small portion of Africa compared to the size of Africa, that has, the Ebola breakout
going on. I'm not even talking about the Ebola epidemic.
Well, that was the only reason I'd be concerned that it was done
calling.
In Africa. I mean, there's some intelligent people there. I mean,
I'm not saying that they're not intelligent. What I'm saying is I'm not really sure about a major surgery like that in a third world country.
I don't know.
Even though it is our homeland and half of yours.
Hey.
Did you say half?
What I've been told is probably 98%. My mama just happened to be from Germany. I put it on the phone right now. Y'all wouldn't know the difference. I swear to God.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, Toya, would you do it?
Oh, no. I'm happy with my eye color.
Yeah.
Blink hard, too. Mm-hmm. Let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
back
my
eye. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Look, good job, Tiny. You want to change your eyes? Change your eyes. I just hope you don't go blind behind this.
Yeah, you know, to each their own. To each their own.
Kids could run you over if you did.
Listen, Sid said he does not want mediocre. She's not playing games.
No, at all.
Okay,
at all.
You get kicked out the bed. He's going to start singing songs to you.
I'm not even going to touch that one.
Why not? Come on.
No,
you know
ma'am.
What, though? In other news, though, look, the Jay-Z now owns Ace of Spades.
He does. Well, the other half of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so, and
I
that
understand.
Was a major move. Ace of Spades
yeah.
is a very expensive brand of alcohol for those of you that are not familiar with it.
Champagne.
I just know, like, in certain places, like almost $200 for a shot.
Yes, the gold bottle champagne. If you ever see the fellas or the ladies in the establishments, clubs, bars, what have you, flossing the gold bottles, that's what it is.
I wonder, has anybody tried it, though?
I can't afford it, so no.
You know what?
That's beyond my taste. Can't do it.
And I'm not really a champagne drinker anyway, so mm-hmm. that wouldn't be something that mm-hmm. I would try to...
Oh, my goodness. Well, on that note, we could go into some Jay-Z, some $100 bill, because that's what you're going to need to get a shot of it, at least a taste of
the
rim of it.
You're going to need several.
DM Hobby Radio Live. It's a Friday
life
night cycle.
Life has
like
you know
this. How we
do.
Oh.
Good gracious.
It's got to keep going right on.
Box. $100 bills.
I've been in several things. I was in the drug business. I was in the oil business, but I have my own little business on the side, a sort of sideline.
Real. Benjamin Franklin's field. Hold it just for the thrill. Go numb until I can't feel. All my pop just peel. Stock market just crash. Now I'm just a bill. History don't repeat itself, it rhymes. 1929 steel. Right like Mark Twain. Jay Gaffney, I'll call Spain. Yellow car, yellow gold like Slick Rick. Steel tip on 4-4. Two 4-4s at the 4-0. With 4-0. Dollars fall on the skin. Some might call us in. Politicians all move for money. What the hell are we calling them? Low life, I'm crawling out. 9-11, I'm parsed it out. Y'all niggas all hypocrites. Y'all know what this shit is all about. $100 bill, real.
Blood.
New heroines, new Marylands, move coke through Maryland, through Easton, oh you beastin', move fat, pack, Jack Gleason, the honey was over with the street shit, we see my kids on the weekend, Carter, new Kennedy, no ordinary Joe, you will remember me, no prohibition for my coalition, Colin Powell, general admission, you are welcome, new Malcolm, of the talcum, by any means, AK looking at the window screen, let's get it on, new Marvin. Who wanna become a 100 problem? Semi-automatic or revolver? If semi-automatic, I solve them. Einstein, my mind, just MC. Move white squares with my relatives. That cheese made us constipated, couldn't tell us shit. Took that Taylor Swift to 100 fucking million. Bitch! I'ma let y'all continue, buddy.
Oh, read over for
that's right.
Who is he anyhow?
an actor?
Mine? Gamble. He's the man who fixed the 1919 World Series.
Fixed it? Well, how'd he manage that?
Saw the opportunity, I suppose.
I need 100 bricks on them 100 rocks. I got 100 trucks, 100 cops, 100 blocks. I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. Get it, decadence, irreverence, irreverence. Get it, decadence, irreverence, irreverence. I need 100.
This for my rich.
Bitch.
Her puppy named Panamera. Her puppy named Panamera. She got a condo in the area.
Hold on.
Rich, rich. Yeah. She said friends and all these is bad. Watch them lick on each other. I'm talking. Dope boy still at large. Tracking device on the car. Tattoos on the arm, double M diamond charm, Chanel bag on the hip, Hermes bracelet and things. Let her fuck Meek Mill, told her keep chasing the dream. Get the Lexus, flip, purple Texas, zip. She make it rain like a, we got more money to get. Rich, rich, call her rich, rich, cause with dope boys and could.
Yeah, I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
In the race, cocaine all on the face. Her Rolex icy is mine. Throw up my gang sign. We going bottle to bottle, Bel Air Rosé to the group. Rich, rich is her name, and she Chanel of the boot. I be dropping so much. My shopping so much.
Yeah, I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
Hey,
hey.
About 9:30 this Friday evening. Welcome to the weekend.
Yeah.
And you guys, how about the young lady who was kidnapped from Philadelphia and was found in Maryland?
Yes. Thanks.
Yes, they found.
Yes, and alive.
Yes.
No harm done.
Yes.
That was crazy.
Thank God for people with shoddy credit who require, when they purchase a vehicle from a buy here, pay here place, the owner of the vehicle, who still has a lien on the vehicle, decides to put a GPS tracking system on it. That's the only thing that saved that young lady.
Yeah, and they said that, and it was good on her part, too, because she dropped her cell phone. Like,
she
after
did.
He snatched her, she dropped her cell phone so that they would know that she was taken and she wasn't, you know, she didn't just go on her own or whatever, because she didn't know anything about being recorded, you know. I don't think even the kidnapper even thought about that.
Right.
But my question was, what the hell he do it for? Because out of all the stories that I read, none of them said, you know, that they were connected in any way, or like he was an ex or anything, you know, whether it was random or not.
I believe it was random. I think at first they thought that it was the ex-boyfriend who did it. But then to find that it was just this random guy who seems to have a bit of a problem. He has a bunch of other charges, I guess, against him right now in more than one state. So,
For kidnapping and such.
My goodness.
So it wasn't, in one of his first rodeo was snatching up a chick.
No,
I mean, but that's why you have to be careful out here, you know. I mean,
it
sounds crazy coming from me only because of the simple fact that I used to walk anywhere by myself and thought nothing of it, but I also always had something on me.
Right.
Some sort of weapon or, you know. And, I mean, women, when you're out here, even like say as simple as if you go to the grocery store and it's dark outside, at least you have your keys or something in your hand, you know, that like if somebody did run up on you, you could stab them with your key or hit them with whatever you have in your hand.
Absolutely.
Always keep one hand free. And
be aware of your surroundings, too. I mean, it was a good thing that she had her phone with her and she was able to drop it. But what the video footage that I saw, it looked like she had like a note or something like that, a really large phone, because you could see the light from the phone very clearly in the surveillance video. So, you know, think about having something like that up to your ear. A lot of your peripheral view is obstructed. So you might want to think about, you know, if you're going to have a phone that large, to use it with a Bluetooth device or some sort of, you know, earphones or something to that effect. That'll give you your peripheral vision back of you not having it blocked with the phone held up to your ear.
Well, and first of all, get the hell off the phone while you're out anyway. That's the one thing I don't like about the cell phone, is because you could definitely – people just be talking, running their mouth. They hurt themselves a million times
just not paying attention.
Not paying attention, you know.
True.
Because your focus
you're running
is
your
on
mouth.
That phone phone.
Right. You know, it's some businesses that won't allow you to even come in the store on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know, especially convenience stores and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's become a nuisance to our society. People have gotten so complacent and kind of oblivious to their surroundings when they're on cell phones. And cell phone etiquette, I think, has kind of gone out the window.
It has. But he was very touched, cell phone or no cell phone, because if I'm not mistaken, there was an eyewitness that was just across the street when everything was happening. So he didn't even care about who may be around that area when he decided to kidnap her. And I think he has other warrants out for attempted murder, assault. I think he had a malicious injury using, like, acid or some explosives or fire. So he's just off altogether, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, prayerfully, you know, thankfully she is okay.
Yeah,
and he didn't do any harm to her, but it could have turned out.
And he used her debit card too. That all.
Yeah, he's not the brightest. Okay. Thank God for the fact that he's not that bright.
Yeah.
Right.
They were able to track down the area with him.
Thank
he's
God for fools. Huh?
Speaking of other dull bulbs. Did you all see, there's a news report, I want to say I saw it on the ABC Nightly News.
Yes, it's going viral. Mm-hmm.
The little girl who was kidnapped from her home and her parents, an attempted kidnapping, where the kidnapper actually had her out of her home, walking out of her house with her, and her parents woke up and confronted him, and he dropped her and ran and tried to hide in another neighbor's home. He got into another neighbor's home through a doggy door, I want to say, and the canine sniffed him out, and I told you, another dull bulb. But thank God they were able to apprehend him, and he, you know, dropped the little girl, and they were able to rescue her as well. So,
what the hell is wrong with these people?
I don't know. It's so much crazy in the world right now. It's just ridiculous.
It really is. It really is.
I mean, I understand doing – okay, see, I think that people take some positive messages wrong. I mean, it's to do, you know, believe that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Stealing children is not one of them, okay?
That's
trying
not
to steal
on the list.
Teenagers off the street, again, something that's not on the list. I mean, there has to be some sort of morality here, hence how I understand how religion is so strong. But people, really, when they say you can do what you want, it's to, when it doesn't involve other people, okay? When
it's not bringing any harm to anyone, and neither of these situations fit that bill.
Right, like if you feel like touching something, touch yourself. I strongly believe in something I was taught as a child. Thank God to Chesterfield Heights Elementary School in Norfolk, Virginia. Keep your hands, feet, and belongings to yourself.
All right.
That is just number one rule.
That's very true. That's very true.
All of those,
that would
right there.
Eliminate a lot of problems in our
a lot
society.
Of problems. Unless somebody gives you, you know, yeah, you can touch me. Yeah, no, don't touch other people. Just, oh, my God, don't do it at all. Speaking of keeping hands, feet, and belongings to yourself, I think a personal favorite of ours, I think I can speak for Hot Chocolate as well, Tasha Smith. I don't know if you guys saw what I got a chance to post in our on our page, but Tasha Smith hasn't been keeping her hands, feet, and belongings to herself. Apparently, we're going to get back into that when we come back right after these messages. Nah, TMI Radio Live Friday Night Cypher.
You
yeah,
too
stay
awful
tuned for the news. Okay. This may know. Peter Jadakiss. What happened?
First the fat boy break up, then Dipset make up. You got a problem with hoes. 15 years later, always later. Couple new skyscrapers, and people still waiting for hoes. New York got songs. They say the unity is lost. The critics pointing fingers. Is it 50 Cent fault that we on a down slope? What happened to the East Coast? Do we blame it on the music? Should we blame Ebro? The OGs looking for that 90s rap era. But these young kids screaming them Young Money letters. What are you supposed to do? I don't have the slightest clue. When you trying to keep it real, but being real ain't really cool. Want the truth to be exposed. I don't judge a man's clothes, but these wearing skirts. And you tell me that it's dope. I ain't hating, I'm just saying, I'm just speaking how I feel. Ex-con, off a rap, I done touched a couple mil. Man, it is getting crazy, it'll make you go bananas. Why New York got a playlist look exactly like Atlanta's? I try to mind my business, but they push me to the edge and shoot. Heard in New York news to say New York was irrelevant. Yeah! What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give up, cause ain't no love up in my city now. What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give up, cause ain't no love up in my city now. Guess I'm caught up in my feelings, cause I just can't just sit and watch these niggas crush our buildings. I'm so confused at times about what should be my mission, cause I just gave up my girl for a stripper. That's religious. Hope the DJ play my record. Yeah, he gon' play my record. If I rap like this and rap like that, he gon' pay attention. When I cook it, bake it, cut it, swag it, swerve, work. He gon' play it. When rappers in the shot, they get they passes from the folk. When they come to
supposed to move? What the fuck would Biggie do? Should I confiscate they change? Should I make these niggas food? And I'm thinking to myself, it ain't them, it is us. Cause we destroy each other, we don't support us. We supposed to be the team, but we not, we look sweet. So why you think these groups feel free to claim king? And I know they gon' try to mix it up and say I'm angry, but I've been riding foreign since 09, I get plenty. I'm just saying what these groups scared to say, but this how they feel. Groups in my city scared to say, but this how they feel. Dreams of stack bundles, dying for this shit. I called up Kiss, he said he's tired of this shit.
Call me up a real new. See what he got to say about this. Hey, yo, Kiss.
Yeah, we was playing chess. Nineties playing cards. It's a shame, cause the strippers is the new A&Rs. Like, what happened to my city? Like, what happened to the bars? Get yourself a rollie and you automatically a star. Shoot a couple cheap videos, get on a couple blogs. Once you get the smoke and mirrors, you can blend in with the fog. You can get yourself a deal, you can get yourself a date. Get a beat from Mike Will, get a hook and verse from Drake. Probably both be on my album, so don't try to call it hate. I just call it how it is, cause I'm the opposite of fake. Word of Hot 97, word of Power 105. Every seldom will you hear anybody from NY. They was used to breaking records, yeah. Now they chasing records. If they can't bounce to it, ain't no need to make the record. Wait a second, I thought this was the Mecca. Home of the 1-2, Mike Checker. Rapping different, dressing different. Born and raised here, but you reppin' different. What happened?
You are listening to the best edits, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Sunny Digital.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Squad going. Nobody flipping now. Nah. I just did three in a row. Them shoulders back to back to back now. Nah. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no mother time. The party on the weekend. Tell Jello, bring the juice. We about to get lit. Fill the room up with some things. One night open, this is it.
Always working OT. Overtime and out of time. It's crazy back home. It kills me that I'm not around.
I think we getting too deep. I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs, I got in the Advil bottle, I'm taking what you do, so I got them for you.
I don't need the pills, I'm just gonna have another drink.
And when I'm putting work in on the weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up
on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:43 p.m. here. here in Tampa Bay. It's not exactly Tuesday, but that was a club going up on a Tuesday.
Oh, my God, I was so talking.
I'm a little confused right now, but apparently I'm not the only one. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, I think. Toya.
My goodness, I don't know.
I'm not in the background. Okay. Not to us, you were not.
I swear, I'm so serious. I was talking my tail. I didn't introduce the song. I'm talking about Friday night. Yeah, y'all know we do.
Right. All to yourself.
All by myself.
Yes.
And I was wondering why you sound like that when you started. And I was like, but I said that already. And then I looked down.
I was very confused.
Cute is flashing. I'm telling you, it's flashing. I'm like, what?
Wow. We haven't had a good ladies' night in a while, and this is making up for it. Madam Boston always livens it up. Always livens it up.
Listen, I didn't say that song was a strip club song in the whole nine. Like,
we're here. We have a few moments. Go ahead and go ahead and bring us back as if you hadn't brought us back already.
I can't even do it again. You know, my gosh. Look, McKinnon and featuring Drake, Tuesday, and that is a strip club song.
Drake is on that song? I don't hear Drake. You heard Drake?
That was him. That's the last person.
Oh.
Yeah, that's him. Oh, my goodness. I tell you. Okay, McKinnon is signed to Drake's label now, and... Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he got signed just off this song, but...
I wonder if his voice is really like that or if that's auto-tuned in some way.
You know what? You can actually... He does sound like that. And if you can go to YouTube, I think, and because that's why I've seen some videos, like where they show where he got punched in the face on the stage. Well, somebody pulled him to get punched in the face. He has, like... 2 weeks ago, it was around Drake's birthday time. Oh, but look, we were talking about throwing blows, right? So I don't know if she actually swung at the man or what, but Tasha Smith was ordered to stay 2 yards away from her husband while they're inside the house, because they do live in the same house. And when they're outside the house, she has to stay 100 feet from him. And he said that she goes off on him in these drunk stupors. She goes into these rages, rather. And she's saying it's not true, but the judge believed him enough to give her husband a restraining order. And, yes, they live in the same house. I did say that.
This sounds like the Why Did I Get Married movie.
Right. And my question is he taking advantage of the fact that that's the roles that she plays in the movies?
That she always plays some psycho, crazy, lunatic role, yeah.
Is he taking advantage of that, or is she really spazzing out on him? Toy, what you think?
I think she may be really spazzing out on someone.
Maybe a little bit of both. It may be a little bit of both.
I mean, first of all, let me say this. I, in my 38 years of life, have never heard of someone living in the same home having a restraining order against somebody else that also lives in the house, because they're not forcing anybody to leave.
Right. I've never heard of that either. And
but
I mean,
they
let's
have
keep
to
it
stay,
real.
She has to stay 2 yards away from him in that. How the hell is that possible?
yeah.
What if that person is in the kitchen?
I don't know how they're going to make that work.
Or they have to have a nice size house. I mean, you know, she should. I'm quite sure she has enough dough to do that. However,
I hope so at this point. And there are 3 stories in every situation: his, hers, and the truth.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, honestly, the source that I got it from was Madame Noir.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
No, we're not in
related.
Right. I don't say related, but it's not a last name. You know what I mean? It's a title almost. Like, I didn't hear
right.
her. I was Madame first. Look.
Really?
Just like I was CeeLo first.
Oh,
all right.
Geez.
Let's be clear on that. Yes, I got that nickname in Lake Taylor High School. Yes. Do I have to go
how
back
long,
like that?
You want to tell them how long ago if you really want to claim it?
Oh, okay. So I'll say it's been more than half of my life. So I'll say about 17 years.
Oh.
No, it has to be longer than that because the 20-year reunion thing is coming up. So, yeah, I'll say, yeah, more than, I'll say 22 years.
Shout out to the Lake Taylor Titans in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Want to top that, Mr. Green?
Going for CeeLo. Hey, shout us out on social media. Let's get our social media weight up. You can follow us, the team, at TM Hyman Radio Live on Twitter. And you can follow us individually, myself, at Very Hot Chocolate. Madam Boston is at?
Yeah, at Madam Boston.
And Toya is?
Toya underscore Coop.
She said that was
we'll get back with you on that one.
Yes, we will confirm that and redistribute that information at a later date.
Yeah,
Instagram.
We'll have to get back to you with that one because we don't want
yes.
you to hit the wrong person up. You know.
Instagram, I am Regina757. Madam,
I don't do Instagram. I don't even have a cell phone, if you can believe that.
Oh, well, we're going to work on that for Madam Boston with her Instagram. Toya, do you use Instagram, don't you?
I have an account, but I don't post anything. I just stalk everyone else's page.
So what? Oh,
Toya's
a lurker. The background just looking at everyone else's stuff. And then pop in and comment every now and then.
That's funny. I think actually as the social media consultant for TM Hyman Radio, I think I'm going to build just a TM Hyman Radio collective Instagram page that all of us can have access to and share things that way. So that'll make it a little bit easier.
Somebody's going to be, I'm going to have to email my pictures to somebody to post them.
Wow. Now, Boston, I know your phone has to be up to date enough for you to do Instagram.
Listen, I'm not lying. I do not have a cell phone.
You have a
phone. I do not.
She
not
has,
even a flip?
She has.
Not
the,
even
the
a
brick,
flip phone.
The
I got a bag of
back in the
phones
day.
That I don't use anymore, yes, but none of them. I swear I never fought in line for a phone.
Didn't you say you have a bagged phone?
She has a bag of phones.
Oh, I was
saying, yes, a bag of phones. Oh, you told us a bag phone? Oh, you mean like back in the day? Like, you know what? Uh-uh. You know, just for that, we're going back in the day. TM Hyman Radio Live on the other side of this.
Wow. Hey.
It don't sound as fast as I thought it would.
Don't marry.
Thank you.
on the pair of Tim's.
Friday night Skype. That was Mary Jane with All Night Long. That's what I meant to play, but I like that song anyway. Yeah, I've been rocking with the ladies from TMI Radio Live this evening, and thank you. We love you guys for listening, all 100,000 plus of y'all out there across the world. Keep it coming. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Look, we only got 2 minutes left in the show. If you missed the show, go back about 20 minutes. You could check us out, check the show out. And, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Y'all funny.
Wow. What a Friday, ladies. What a Friday. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yes, we have to do this again. Hey, have you guys, I don't know, I showed something the other day with Biggie's son, Christopher Jr., was on Ebro's show on Hot 97.
Yep.
And so he's part of this group. Oh, man, now I forget the name of it. But either way, Ebro asked the young boy to spit. I'll just say that he has his own, he has his own thing. Don't compare him to his father and his partner. And that's all I can say about that. But, you know, keep developing, young man. It will work out well for you.
Okay.
Possibly. Okay.
All right. Well.
It's possible.
Ladies, let's get out of here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so look, whatever y'all do, do it well. And we'll see y'all on Monday. If, you know, God will, and all that great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Be blessed.
Definitely join us on Monday, where we will be up close and personal with financial planner and tax accountant to the stars, Chris, a.k.a. Kane, for all you Norfolk State alum, Jones. Well, we will be discussing financial literacy in our community. He's going to put us up on some good information, plus he's definitely super funny, so we're going to have a great time. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Be safe. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. See you Monday.
See you Monday.
Turn
down for what? Got enough in my watch. Yeah. And these girls go long range.